This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, good morning to you. It's now 9 minutes past eight. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. We'll get into our conversation for this morning, and it's one that's quite interesting and would concern everybody in Rivers State, especially when you look at the 100 days of the governor, the activities to mark that 100 days in office, commissioning and flagging of projects and several internal roads that the governor had to also commission. And new ones that would be flagged off. It brings us to begin to raise important questions with regards to the state or condition of the road infrastructure in parts of Port Harcourt City and Rivers State in general. I saw a picture that really pushed us to this conversation on Facebook, where certain individuals had a picture about a road in Echie or Dagwa community. And prior to that time, I had also been very concerned about the situation of the Cornerstone Road. I don't know if you've, on the NTA Ozoba axis, if you get to that junction, and not just the junction, and then you go in and look at the road, it's in a very sorry state. And that's not even all. Even just the popularly called Rumo CGRA, just behind us here, a section of that road is I don't know, miserable would be a fancy word for it, but it's in a very sorry state. The Cornerstone is one of them in a very sorry state. We know that work is ongoing at the Sass Road Junction because that was also becoming a death trap. And they're almost done with the work that they're doing. They're just trying to manage the situation. Would such activities spread to other roads in Rivers State, those that need to be that need some sort of a palliative measure, or those that need full reconstruction, are we going to see this happen? It also brings the question, what requirements, what indices does the government look at when it goes to a community to do a project, especially for roads? Does it ask questions? Are traditional rulers consulted? Are traditional leaders consulted to understand the importance of the roads in their area and which one, you know, the government should be focused on? Because for a lot of people, if you look at the Odagwa, the road in Odagwa community, many complain that the road is very critical, linking the community with neighboring communities and other parts of the state. And especially when you look at the agricultural activities around those areas and other parts of Eche, how important that road would be. Then to think that it has not been done over the years or not looked at by several administrations past became a question. And if you even go further, let me shock you. The first mechanic junction on the East-West Road, when you look at that road from the junction of it, it looks good. When you go inside, oh no, it's something else. It's really that bad. And I know that annually you would have residents around those areas contribute money to see how they get machines to come and grade the road, and then that will only last for the dry season, and then once it starts raining again, the road becomes a total mess altogether. How does the government itemize the roads that would be constructed? You'd understand why many people then question the Ring Road project. As fantastic as it is, many would say, oh, we have many other small ones that should first have been handled, but they have not been handled, and we're embarking on a very big one. Okay, not to say that it's not great. It's a lovely project, great idea. But then, while that is ongoing, are there plans for these other ones that we use on a day-to-day basis and would be used by people in the local communities and local rural areas on a day-to-day basis? What are the plans? After the work at the Sass Road Junction is done, are we moving on to other areas? I don't know if you have observed, even the Obirikure flyover going down towards NTA Road, that road is already beginning to, potholes are already beginning to emerge on both lanes of the road. And nobody has said something. Perhaps until it gets worse, And then somebody told me, no, the thing never bad reached to award as contract. So that's why nobody says anything. We used to have a road maintenance committee under the past administration. Whether it's still functional under this administration, I wouldn't know. But then their job was certain amount of money was to be given to them by the government, and then they would go around certain roads that need palliative measures. They would work on them and fix them. Well, that's on one side. But then ultimately, the ones that need construction, how does government decide or pick these roads? And we are going to get on Facebook, and we need you to also share with us the state of the road in your locality. What is the condition of the road in your locality? As the governor embarks on the commissioning and flagging of Tamaki's 100 days in office, your area, has there been any conversation around the road in your area? Or this might be a perfect time for us to begin to talk about these projects. So perhaps if anyone in government is listening, they begin to note that something should be done about some of these roads in some of those areas. My guest today is a traditional leader from Echie, and he's also a PDP chieftain. He would be with us in the studio. We'll be speaking with him on some of the roads, and especially I would like to get his opinion on the situation with your Dagwa, because I had to call him and had to go myself. When I saw the post, I was like, this is bad. And I think I told us I was going to go there and then get a video of the situation. And so I had to call somebody who was there. And so I called the chief and went there and saw the situation. I was like, okay, this is crazy. I also had to go to, just took a walk into the Cornerstone Road. Went down, saw what it was like. Because a few people were telling me some of the roads to go to, and the few that I could go to and I had the resources to go to, I couldn't go to all of them to see them. And then it brings us to the important question. The government comes to your community and wants to do a road. What input do traditional leaders, what input do they make? Do they say, this one is the one that we use the most, we think this is the one that should be looked at first? Or the government just picks the one that it thinks is most important? Hopefully, my guest would help us with that. But as we wait on my guest, let's get here on Facebook and respond to some of your comments. We'll be taking a few of them. What is the condition of the road in your locality? That's the question we're asking you. So you need to tell us where the road is and what the situation of that road is like. If any of the projects in the ongoing commissioning has gotten to your area with regards to road infrastructure, please do well to also let us know and have that fact, all right? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. As a community, I think it's I can't remember. Is it Oderengwa or Berengwa? I can't remember exactly. Oh, this thing is in the LMA area, where their trust fund from the monies that are gotten from these the companies that they are hosting, they decide to put that money into fixing of their internal roads the best that they can. Which also brings us to ask questions. The companies that are in Echie and the rest of them, and the monies that come, what is it used for by these communities too? That's a candid question, because every time we say the government, well, we get some of these monies. There are communities that have a trust fund and they use the monies from this trust fund to do their roads for themselves. They use the money to build farms, to do things for their communities, for their people. Not because the government cannot or should not, but they are tired of waiting on the government to get to their turn. 0817-923-0007. So we'll be taking your calls at the moment. Use any of those numbers and get across to us. You can also send a WhatsApp message, 0809-030-6416 is the WhatsApp number, 0809-030-6416. Okay, let's get on Facebook first and take some of the comments as we await your calls. Good morning. The state government should monitor closely the company they award the roads to, because the roads are no longer, don't last anymore. Iguta Market Junction needs urgent government attention. Yeah, I think that was something somebody highlighted to me when I asked the question on my Facebook page. Iguta Market Junction, unfortunately, I couldn't get there. Needs urgent government attention. Is there a system that works? Who is moving around ensuring that these roads are fixed. Belema Fibika says that road to Akrika from refinery is very bad. Thank you. Yes, the road to Akrika, that roundabout, that where you have the flyover, train, whatever, it is really in a very bad state. I passed that place a couple of times, and it's not funny at all. We all know that the road leading to the refinery is nothing to write home about, but the excuse has been it's a federal road. So there's almost nothing you can say about that. If I may ask, is that road not a federal road again? That's what I'm saying. It's a federal road, so that's where we are. Please, when you come on, just tell us your name and where you're calling from. I think we're having slight issues with the phone line. So just tell us your name and then get straight to the point. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hello, Nigeria. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Go ahead. Hello, what's your name? And straight to the point, please.
I'm calling from Nkia Road.
All right, go on. Anele, we would have to move on to another caller if you're not saying anything.
What's the fishing house of rules? There is go under 20 need. Anywhere they abandon so long, you know that that's where they're opening the building. The political heavyweights leave the position to attack the road to themselves after the road to fix. Why those are the position is not to stay like that? A case really from Imo State to Imo State, Imo State. This is somewhere around the boundary. I don't know the name of that very place. One APC man, one PDP APC man, whose road was as well by the side of the road. Region near the his house, the country, and went towards the direction and started walking. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, but you didn't succeed in telling me exactly a road that's in your area and what the situation is like. Because if you remember, this was what the government, the governor had said for the 100 days in office, okay? It says that 21 road projects, the governor announced the completion of 21 road projects totaling about 68 kilometers across several local government areas of the state. For only roads, 21 road projects. Now, people begin to ask some of these roads, state roads or roads that should be done by local government. It goes on and on. Irumu Dumaya, Onwuake Ocha is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome, Onwuake Ocha. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling concerning the Romodomaya Eluzu Road, which is commonly called Police Post Road.
Mm.
The road is an eyesore. The road is so bad. People living along that road is suffering so much. If you can help us, go and check. Any day you have chance, go and check the road. You see, the road is so bad. People are suffering. Vehicle, you know, it's affected, even suspension of vehicle affected badly. We are begging the either local government, we are the host community of Obiakpo local government, all the state government of River State to help us contain that road. We have suffered for years, many years now on that road. Please, we are begging the government to help us. That is why I'm calling.
Okay, so it's the Rumodumaya road, yep?
Police Post Road, it's a road linking from Ikwele Road Express to the GUIK Express.
Okay,
anytime
okay, yes.
Problem at GUIK Express.
Everybody takes that place. I know the road
normally
now.
Normally bypass through
yes,
that place.
Yes, I know that road.
I follow that. But now the road is... It's so bad, the whole of that road. It's just about 2 kilometer road.
Mm. All right, thank you very much. I think I know the road is talking about. Akanto, good morning.
Good morning, my friend Andrew Wilson.
Mm, go on.
You're talking. Yes, we are talking about the developmental communication and also do with the development of our people.
Mm.
And the more people who have access to it, I think produce from internal can move to the urban city. And that is why Nigeria Info is doing a great job to ensure that our government is put to tools to ensure that we have a passable route. Not only passable route, our agro production should be moved down to the city. But the government of the day, I think, is trying to fix some major roads, streets in Buri. And to, the connectivity of that route is what I want to talk about. I think most of the route is made from villages in hinterland. Like I said a few days ago to Andrew, that I'm not only calling now, but I'm the CL committee liaison officer to Buri on Tana Route, particularly support. And I want to do this not because of the funds to me, but to right the good men in this.
All right, I can too. We have a short commercial now. After the commercial, my guest in the studio will continue the conversation.
The show continues after this break on Nigeria Info. We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's now 28 minutes past 8, still the Morning Crossfire, Nigeria Info, Let's Talk. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and at the moment, my guest, Lofty Okere, Chief Lofty Okere, is with me in the studio, traditional leader and a PDP chieftain in Echie. Sir, you're welcome, and good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
All right, so we spoke. I'd spoken to you about the concerns with the Odagwa Road, and I had to tell you that, Chief, you come and carry me to go and let us look at this road. And we got the videos and pictures. I know a lot of people were waiting. It was part of some of the things I was doing at the time, because I also visited some schools and also got pictures of some schools in Aulda and several others. And we'll get to put those pictures out. You'll see them on social media. But now, my question is, speaking with the listeners in the past couple of minutes, and a lot of people are talking about roads even in their area and how bad the situation is. But we wonder, because the government has invested so much in infrastructure from the past administration till now, and this administration is currently on a tour commissioning and flagging off. And 21 road projects, the governor said, has been completed. 21 to mark his 100 days in office. The situation with the road in Odagwa, was it not part of a conversation with government, or was it not part of, you know, a government plan to look at how that road should be fixed?
Andrew, let me first apologize for coming a little bit late. And one of the reasons why I'm here late
was because of the road.
It's because of the resurgence of potholes in Port Harcourt Road.
Okay, yes, that's
almost
also,
everywhere.
That's also something we're raising. So, which areas did you see the
resurgence potholes? Let me tell you, Andrew. I came through the road we call the Wofe Road, Rumolumini.
Yes.
If you go between St. John's and Big Tree, the road has failed completely. The road has Rumolumini market has completely failed. If you go to Igrita roundabout, yeah, it's a no-go area.
Somebody
the
hold-up
will keep you there for like 1 hour on daily basis. If almost the majority part of Port Harcourt, there is resurgence of potholes everywhere. So, and the government should not wait for when all this road has completely collapsed before government will give attention. That is not how governance, good governance is delivered to the people.
But the government in power is from your party.
The government must be proactive. Yes, I'm not talking
so
politics here. I'm talking... Well, the time for politicking is over. We have to tell ourselves the truth now, so that the governor that is leading us in the state, we see the, because the governor is not everywhere. It is the people that will tell the governor that, look, so-so-so and so-so area needs your attention, because he is governing both the PDP, the APC, the Labour Party, everybody. So it is not an issue of political party here. Let me tell you, last week I had an interview with one of your sister stations here in Port Harcourt. I'm several persons, instead of responding to the issues, they were attacking me. that, oh, I think you are a PDP man. You've not started crying. You will cry more. You are talking about your road. Why didn't they do your road? But I don't blame them because they are also saying the truth. Because I have over time spent my time, my energy, my money.
I mean, it was your
defending the political party, defending the government, you know, both the past and present. And I don't blame the people for actually, you know, calling for my head, for actually crying over the poor nature of my roads. So, but that is one of the good way for me to introduce myself to this program.
Mm. Your journey to the studio was a perilous one.
Thank you. So,
you saw the Cornerstone Junction before you turned.
I'm going to tell you that road, there is resurgence of potholes in Port Harcourt everywhere, including the major Obidikure Airport road. It's also failing. And if that one fails, it will be a disaster. Because that road sends a lot of traffic, you know, along the normal Rumokro.
You just use that way and turn.
Yes.
Instead of
going through Rumokro, Ropokwe Grita Road, you bypass. Okay? But if that road fails the way it's going now, it will be a problem. So the present government must give attention to roads. That is why whenever people are saying you're concentrating on road, human power, this, that, it's only one who have access that can even think of how to get his daily bread. If there is no road for you to move out, you can't. So government must, as a matter of urgency, be very proactive in responding to wherever there is pothole. Even if it means, you know, constituting what used to be
the zero pothole that was set up, and road maintenance.
It helps a lot.
Where are they now?
It helps a lot. The one they did some time ago between this NTA and Obirikure, go there. There's a very big
pothole
there now again. So back to where I'm here. I'm just speaking because I'm a rivers man, and River State belongs to all of us. So if I'm too personal, then it looks as if I'm selfish. That is why I try to generalize my speech this morning, because everybody is concerned.
Yeah.
Now talking about the main reason I'm here.
The road you took me to.
The Odagwa Olakwo Road, Umayago Okurago Odagwa Road, Odagwa Akwa Olakwo Obibi Road. Andrew, I didn't even take you all around. You only saw less than 10% of the nature of the roads.
We have to pity your car.
You are pitying my car. So you only saw less than 10%. And I want to tell you that since the inception of River State, since the creation of Nigeria, since administration come and goes in River State, no government has done any project in Odagwa community. The other time when I appeared on your sister station and I said, if anybody is challenging what I'm saying, the person should come up and say what I'm saying is a lie.
But why is that so? Why no single project?
That is the question everybody's asking.
So when the government comes to do roads in Eche, right?
Yes.
Our traditional leaders consult, do they ask you people, okay, which of these roads in the communities or the local government is of most importance?
I'm not aware of that, Andrew. The only thing I'm aware is that if you are very close to government and maybe government easily reaches you as a leader from that area, if government asks you to nominate, you nominate the one in your backyard. That is our problem.
It is not done from economic.
It is not based on the economic value of the roads that affect the area. In fact, Eche is even losing so much because of the nature of Odogwa Road. Because that is the easiest road to access Aba, where everybody goes to Ariaria to buy goods. So now people travel as far as going back to Eleme Junction, and unfortunately, Aba Road. Between Oyibo, it's also bad. So the easiest way that people would have assessed Aba is to connect him from Odagwa to Owasa Obehe and a stone throw to Aba. So because they have refused to nominate this road to government to fix, everybody is losing. Several roads have been done or was done or were done by Nyesom Wike government, but nobody thought of Odagwa because no person from Odagwa is in government to nominate Odagwa Road. So, and as I'm seated here, irrespective of my roles I have played in supporting PDP government in River State, I do not have access to the governor.
So for that reason, you can't say this is the road is exactly important. So you're saying that most of the roads that are being done has to do with those who are in government who are singing Governor
Wilson. Andrew, I'm telling you this, and if anybody is saying what I'm saying is a lie, the person should come and contradict me. Majority of the roads are done because the people within that vicinity dominated them. Because the governor cannot be everywhere. The governor is not aware of the particular road I'm talking about. The governor is not aware because the governor is not from HA. Mm. Even the governor who is from Opobo may not also know all the roads in Opobo. So people have to tell him that, look, this particular area needs your attention. Andrew, outside road in Odagwa, I want to also tell you that apart from the schools which we got during Rotimi Amaechi's administration, Odagwa community has not gotten anything at all. I want anybody to contradict me, to say, no, now you're lying. So thing was given to you by social administration. But Andrew, I want to shock you that if you doubt, maybe I didn't take you to the oil wells in Odagwa.
Odagwa
community is a community that is feeding this nation through oil and gas.
Which brings me to my next question. We know we have companies in HA, the resources that's coming from there. And these companies, don't they monies? Is there no cooperative monies that the communities get from hosting these companies? Who gets hold of those funds and how are they utilized? Because I know of communities that use their own to do internal roads in their communities and try to do scholarship programs and even are embarking on building farms. So what is done with the monies that come to the HA own from HA? The companies that are there, the benefits, what, where does it go to?
Andrew, before now, let me say about 15 years ago, the multinationals used to, you know, carry out some social amenities to communities where they operate. Mm. They build schools, they also build roads, including electricity. Oil companies used to do that. But government told them that it wasn't their responsibility to carry out such projects, that if they want to assist, you know, their host communities, there are minor projects that they can do because government has a master plan which is not residing in the hands of the oil companies. Now, oil companies now introduce what is called the Global Memorandum of Understanding, which they operated for some time. And I want to tell you that the money allocated to funds for community development, some community trusts in every year has less than 5 million because it's a cluster of communities or community trusts brought together.
For my own cluster, yes.
That the GMO you design for every cent to last for 5 years, for my own cluster, it is about everything put together less than 500 million for 5 years. I mean for 5 years.
Okay,
and so the money comes in tranches.
Okay, how does it come?
So the money comes to the board, to the cluster board, every year less than 100 million.
Okay.
Now, for you to construct a road, it's not something you say is at least a particular road of between 5 to 10 kilometers will cost you less than 1.5 or 2 billion naira. So I want to even tell you that even the oil companies that are operating within my area, their access roads are even no-go area. They cannot even fix their own access road. I mean, where their oil wells are located. If you doubt me, let me take you to the areas. In fact, if you doubt me, go to the closest one along Igrita here. That's one they call Abada. Go and pass through Abada to Linkin and Eneka. There's no road there. It is an access road belonging to oil company. So if they cannot fix their own road, much more roads, major roads linking communities where they operate. So, but I don't want to throw that line because government has said it is not the responsibility of multinationals to fix.
So the monies that come roads. Now, what do they do with it then? If you can't,
they only get their own token, their own share. They are operating like you are operating here as a radio station. You are here for business. You pay a tax to government. Government cannot tell you to come and fix this street because your community is here. If you do it,
So I'm saying the money that then the communities get, their own token that come in cluster that is gotten, how does that then utilize?
Community uses it for minor projects like building of town halls, maybe scholarship to the indigenous, another minor project that the money can carry. You understand? And the money comes, you know, in in segments from time to time, either quarterly as the case may be. Sometimes it comes maybe 10 million, 5 million, 15 million, as the case may be. Is this the road that you, is it what you used to get and construct roads? You know, so what I'm trying to say is that River State government has been very, very unfair to Otagwa community. In fact, Otagwa community is of the same word with Akwa. There's a community called Akwa. Before now, the day Rotimi Amaechi, former governor of River State, came to Akwa for a particular day, Rotimi Amaechi cried and said he never knew that such a community existed in River State. And immediately awarded light for them, awarded health center, and asked the local government who was there then to build the market for them, which was carried out. But I want to tell you that the condition of Otagwa community, that is oil producing community with two flow stations, over 80 oil wells, and a lot of gas facilities, are even worse than what Akwa used to be. That made the governor to cry. So I'm here not to play politics. And what I'm saying here does not remove anything from me in my support for PDP or government of the day. But I'm trying to let them know that, look, for people to have the happiness to follow you, it is because of what they benefit as being part of the of your political party. And even when they are not part of your political party, whatever you have done to them, we even motivate them to say, okay, where I am, I have seen where a platform where
the 21 road projects that the governor is on a commissioning and flagging of spree at the moment to mark his 100 days in office. So these 21 projects, road projects, none of them, are you saying that most of them are basically because of people who are in government and spoke into the ears of the governor, that's how those roads were done, and not because of how important those roads are?
Andrew, I'm telling you that 80 to 85% of the roads being constructed are constructed because people nominated them to the government. And because they are directly affected, they do so. Even though those roads are not going to be used by only them, there is no road that will be nominated by anybody that only one person will apply. But I'm telling you that majority of them are not done because of the economic importance but because somebody is interested. Otherwise, if it was because of the economic importance of the road, Otagwa Road would have been done by now, long time ago. Because it's a road that has a very serious, positive economic bearing to a chair people. And it's just like when a chair road was bad, from Igrita to Opala, government was losing a lot of revenue. I mean, River State government. But Andrew, Eche Road, Igrita Eche Road is one of the busiest roads in River State today. People who come to do business in Port Harcourt, that is their easiest route.
All right.
In and out of Port Harcourt.
Let's open the phone lines. We'll take some more. It's a lot of people who are sending messages, and even some of the roads that you highlighted was also talked about by a few people. 0817-923-0003. You heard my guest from his journey to the studio, his experience with the roads that he passed coming here, and the experience for when he took me to the Odagwa Road, as I saw on Facebook. I had to call and ask, and he says, oh, that is my place. And I said, okay, let us look at it and see what it's there. This person says, please tell your guests to channel his request to the people in government, because I always hear him defend them on issues. We don't have business with his local government. He makes his complaints to the people he supports.
That's exactly what I said before. You see, the people, the person now is also politicking. He's not looking at the issues. He's looking at my person. He's looking at what my antecedent in politics. I will still play politics because I'm a member of PDP. I will always support PDP. But that does not take anything away from me if anything is wrong and I refuse to tell the government. So what I should do is to go and start, you know, saying that, hey, because I'm a member of PDP, let there be bad roads everywhere in Port Harcourt, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, this one says, Precious, say, please, beg the government to remember this is Egbelu. Most of the streets in our areas, the roads are very bad. Mine is Progressive Avenue. When you stop at the 4th Avenue along the Egbelu Road, the road is bad to an extent where whenever it rains, snakes from the bushes come out inside water, and people still have no choice but to pass. It's like that because of it's a shortcut to the main road. Beg the government to help us do something. Okay, we are suffering. Good morning, Andrew. Since I was born, we have not seen a road construction on DK Ugbobi community, Aoda West local government area. The school I saw in Aoda was in Aoda West, to be precise. I'm trying to remember the name of the community exactly. Wrote it down. It's quite huge. There are two committees, Idiogbo and Odiopiti, before DK Ugbobi. As I speak to you, the roads are inaccessible. It brings us to the role of the local government chairman. We'll come to that. Whether they pass this information or they are aware of the road structures and the economic importance. Robin in Rumokurushi, quickly, let's just keep it short and precise. Good morning, Robin. Hello, Robin. Okay, we'll move on to Chima, who doesn't have the time. Chima is another George. Chima, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Go on.
Yes, greetings to the chief in the studio.
Thank you, Chima.
I must commend him for speaking out, because when it happened to my community, Rumodogo, those in PDP decided to keep quiet. Rather, I was the one pushing. But I must commend him, honestly, for speaking out in respect of his political stand. I want to thank him very much. Look, Andrew, I have been to that community, and I know what it is. I think the government of the day should do something and do it fast. And most of the road in River State right now is going, is deplorable right now. The one at, Iwope Road, that was constructed a few years back. When we go to that road now, I thought the nature of the road is getting bad. So I think the government should heed to the cause of this deplorable state of the road that we have around us, especially the one of chief. Let them hear him. But finally, I must say, chief, you have tried. Thank you very much.
All right, Barry in Stadium Road. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yes, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this wonderful program. I want to sincerely appeal to Governor Nyeso, Fubara, to help us, because the last governor, the former governor, visited a place called Konobo Uwe, and he saw the deplorable state of the road, and he cried. The day 29 people were killed due to cold whatever. And he promised to fix a road and build a police station there. As I'm talking to you now, you can't even go. I mean, the farmers there are going through here. So please, they should try and visit Konobo Way Road. A very short distance from Bori.
All right, Barry.
People are going through here. Thank you
very much. Rumo Lumeni, we have Cookie Gam there. Cookie Gam, good morning.
Andrew, good morning.
Morning, all.
And let me greet our guest.
Good morning, brother.
Andrew, this your guests have vindicated me now. The Rubonimir Road, that was commissioned by Communique last 3 years ago, that everywhere is potful. Coming from, except that is a meeting finish by this hotel, City Crack Hotel, coming to Yomogoro Junction, everywhere potful. From Nobukuro Junction to Ubukuro itself, everywhere, Porto, Taliparangwa, Andule, there's no road this governor, Kuma governor, commissioned that has not Porto. Andrew, they are trying, go and understand so again, the whole road from a government commission, finish all of them, they're all Porto in River State. Thank God for your guests that can come up boldly to speak like previous people. Andrew, the very road I'm making three for Popo Town. That's Popo Unit Road. I'm making three for Popo Town. That's only one governor. We can do for all that. Today is a standing. That was done by the program that governor we are making. Today, every part of River State is possible everywhere. No road. And before I drop, the Robert Towns Agency, that they give every month 200 million naira, led by Chitimo Tisirim. Where is those money? Where are they? Are they sleeping? They should wake up, come, patch all these potholes out everywhere in River State. River State is filled. Everywhere are potholes. Nobody can drive River State for 7 hours without taking 1 hour on traffic. Good morning.
For Mr. Nserim, I don't know if the committee for the road maintenance and all they are still, if they still are working or they've been dissolved. We haven't heard much from it. We know that the SAS Road Junction was one very bad one and work was ongoing there. They're almost done. I saw that yesterday myself. There's plenty. When we have this sort of conversations, it's never enough. But Chief, you'd respond to this because somebody says you're a close ally to Senator Owelunyesu, who represents your constituency, and he's also close to the governor and the government. So at that level, what conversations have been held? What has been said?
I want to tell you that if there's any problem or any concern that Senator Orwell Oyeso has discussed with me, it's about the nature of roads within my community. And he has also promised that he's reaching out already with the government. His Chief Orwell Oyeso's community is also affected. I mentioned Omayago, Okrago, Badagwa Road here. Chief Orwell Oyeso is from Omayago. And you need to also go and see the nature of Omayago roads within that axis. Okay? So, and you also know that Chief Orwell Oyeso is barely 4 months or 5 months that, you know, he was inaugurated as a senator. Mm. Okay? So, there's little or nothing he would have done as a senator before now, because he is not a chief executive. He's a legislator representing. Mm. He can only ask. He can only speak on behalf of. But it's only those who are occupying executive position who controls the budget that can easily say, okay, this is what we will do as intervention to anywhere. So, Chief Orwell has done what he needs to do as a representative. He has spoken out to government. Now, it is not left for those who are in control, who are in charge, to actually, you know, implement. The other time I said that even I came from a local government, and the word local government means that you are in charge of the localities.
So what are they doing, the local government?
That is the question. Chairman. That is the question. If I should be in the shoe of a local government chairman, I think one thing I should be doing for my people, even if I don't do anything, is to tour my local government areas, to feed their pulse. To feed their pulse, to know, to go from community to community, even if it means quarterly. So that if it is where I can remedy with a grader, if I don't have money, I can then bring in a grader to make some areas accessible to the people. I want to tell you that, Andrew, my community contributes to local government area in form of tenement rent. The oil companies operating in my local community pays tenement rent to local government area. But the local government area of Eche, not this administration, over time, has never sunk even ordinary a borehole in Otagba community. I mean a borehole. They should challenge me. They have not sunk even a borehole. They have not built one market store in our market.
But these people were voted into office by people from the communities, and I'm sure people from your community also voted.
Of course, yes, I voted.
So then, was it that they didn't properly look at their manifesto and the plans that they have and how they were going to go about implementing the plans?
Before? The thing is that you see, let me not say certain things here so that it will not look like I'm playing politics. But the issue is that the Odogba community needs government attention, whether it is local government, state, or federal.
Okay, Chief.
Because we have contributed our quota through the ballot, we voted, and also through the resources in my community.
Now. Let's get a commercial.
This is your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
It's still the morning crossfire as we attempt to wrap things up. We have less than 2 minutes. My guest, Chief Lofty Okere, traditional leader in Eche and also a member of the PDP. Quite a lot has been said with regards to the situation of roads. We can't cover it. Plenty of messages. A lot of people still sending in messages from Facebook, on WhatsApp and all. But ultimately, how should the government approach this? Because it's becoming a concern. We have very few seconds. How should the government approach this? And there are many people who, you have said rightly, would come for members of the PDP who complain because you are the people that were supporting this person. If you knew that this is how the government would work, you would have known better what to do. So what is the way forward now? You came to the office and you rightly said most of the roads you passed, you did not understand the situation. And because of that, we think that people in the government should also know that this is what's happening and actions should be taken. So what is the way forward?
Well, before I tell you the way forward, I know that one of the criteria for communities to benefit, especially in a brand new government like this, that they assessed maybe a performance during the election.
We are.
I come from Odagwa community in the Chila government area, Ward 15. This government should go and check the results of Ward 15 during the last election. If it was because the ward did not vote for PDP, then let us remain the way we are. But if they go and check the records, and it's happened that Ward 15 in the Chilonga government area, Akwa Odogwa Ward voted massively for this party, then they should think of how to compensate the community through these basic amenities. Okay. But the way forward is that the governor of River State should, as a matter of urgency, institute a committee that will go around to find out the nature of amenities
government infrastructures in these communities so right. that they can catalog it and, you know, fashion out way of actually bringing governance down to the people in these communities.
All right.
Not just a Chilwell government area, but River State at large.
We have to wrap things up now. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew.